When I lived in New York, we used to pick on New York drivers all the time.
Yeah.
Because people in New York cannot drive.
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing. It is a driving culture, but not like other cities, you know, because we also have public transportation. Mm-hmm. So most people in New York that drive, they don't drive every day. They just drive once in a while. So, you know, we're not real drivers.
But when they drive, it's not good.
Yeah, for the most part, it's not good.
It's not good driving. And then when we throw New Jersey in there, New Jersey people cannot drive.
Yeah, they can't drive in New Jersey either.
Yeah, New Jersey, you just yell at them when the minute you see the license plate, you go, you can't drive.
Every time I'm in the city and I'm driving and somebody does some dumbass thing, like I was driving the other day and I was coming up to a green light and this guy in front of me was like weaving. He was going to the right, he was going to the left. He wasn't signaling. I don't know what he was doing. And I realized he was on his fucking phone and he just sort of like swerved in front of me and then decided to make a right out of nowhere just into traffic. Mm-hmm. And of course, I look and I see, yep, Jersey.
Jersey.
Jersey driver.
So Jersey on the maps with the worst drivers, Jersey is 46.
Oh my God, that's very low. So I mean they're good drivers.
Exactly.
You're
New
kidding.
York. New York, 43.
What?
43. So that tells you where the bad, they say those are good drivers.
That's pretty shocking.
South Carolina, number 4.
That's where you live.
The worst drivers, number 4.
Wait, Mississippi, so where you live has worse drivers than here?
Yeah, no, by far, you are number 43. South Carolina is number 4.
I don't get it. What's the criteria? You got to give me a little more information here. What's the criteria?
DUIs, fatalities, if you have insurance or not.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a whole different thing.
So, in South Carolina, 11% of the drivers do not have insurance.
Oh my God, how can you drive without insurance?
11%.
Wow, that's really high. That's a lot of fucking people.
No, Mississippi, 30% of the people are uninsured.
So when they get into accidents, they just go, sorry.
Yeah, so if you get hit and it's not your fault, you're still paying.
Right.
Because that person is uninsured.
Wow.
New York, only 4% of people don't have insurance.
Yeah, that sounds right. And I'd like to say it's because the insurance is cheaper here, but it's not.
No, it's not. It's crazy expensive there.
Yeah.
But if you live in Arkansas, 20% of people, 1 out of 4 you pass, do not have insurance.
I don't get that. How do you get in a car with no insurance and think, yeah, I'm good?
They do. That's that's what scares the hell out of me. Like when we got into an accident, mm-hmm. I said, that idiot better have insurance.
What if he didn't? What would have happened then?
Then it's got to come back on me. I have to make sure I have uninsured insurance on my car that will cover, but I still have to pay deductible and all that.
But then we'd sue the guy, and the guy can't even afford car insurance. What are we suing him for? What are we going to take? His shoes? You know what I mean? What's there to take anymore? They obviously, if you don't have enough money for car insurance, how do they allow you to drive without car insurance?
They don't. That's the thing. But in Mississippi, 30%.
That's shocking.
And 3 people out of 1,000 get a DUI.
Okay, so driving without insurance, I kind of understand, especially in a state like Mississippi, where people are not making any money, they can't afford insurance, and they have to drive to work.
But then you can't drive, though.
I know, but they have to drive to work because there are no buses that go there, they don't have public transportation. That I kind of understand because it's sort of an indictment of the poor. That I get. But a DUI, that's 100% in your wheelhouse. Like, that's your responsibility. You can very easily not get behind the wheel of a car. That's bullshit. If you're getting behind the wheel of a car drunk, I don't give a fuck how much money you have or don't have, you should be fucking shot. That's the most dangerous thing in the world. And people die. People maim other people. People, that's, I hate that more than anything. Of all the things that drivers do, driving while intoxicated, I will call the cops on you every time.
Yeah, in Tennessee, 4 out of 1,000 get a DUI. 24% don't have insurance.
Again, okay, so the no insurance thing in some of the poorer states, I kind of understand.
Yeah, but that's the law. I mean, I'm sorry. When I'm driving and you can hit me, that's the law.
All right, let me ask you a question. Maybe they're driving very carefully. What if you live in a small rural town in Mississippi and the job you get is a few towns away, there's no public transportation?
Mm-hmm.
You can't take 8 buses to get to your job. I mean, the bus schedule doesn't work like that. You have to be at your job by 9 a.m. There's no way. There's no way to do it. So you drive a car without insurance, you can get to work.
What happens if you really hurt somebody bad and you wreck and they're in a hospital for months and months and months?
And they sue you.
Yeah. I mean, you can't drive without insurance.
Yeah.
Have somebody else drive you. I don't know. You cannot get behind the wheel of your car without insurance. 1 out of 4 people? That's crazy. I don't care what your situation is.
They need the insurance version of healthcare. Like, if you don't have money here in New York, you can get on Obamacare, Medicare, Medicaid, that kind of thing. We need the insurance version of that. If you don't have enough money to pay for insurance because whatever you're making is going right towards your home and your bills and your food and taking care of your kids, there should be like some kind of supplemental program. Like, you get food stamps, you should get like car insurance stamps.
Insurance is just a bill. So